A Senate subcommittee held a hearing yesterday on whether the federal government should support research with stem cells from human embryos. President Bush has to decide the funding question, and the White House has said he's agonizing over it. Both sides of the issue are waging passionate lobbying campaigns. On one side, there are people battling Parkinson's, diabetes, and other diseases. And on the other, there is the anti-abortion movement. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's common wisdom among Washington lobbyists that ordinary folks make the most persuasive arguments. In this collision between saving the lives of the ill or of the unborn, the ordinary folks aren't just persuasive. They bring to Washington a poignancy that has touched a cynical capital. At a press conference Tuesday afternoon, 12-year-old Jackie Singer pleaded for embryonic stem cell research funding. Her twin sister Molly is diabetic. Diabetes is one of the diseases on the list that advocates say could be helped by embryonic stem cell research.
I don't want Molly to go blind. I don't want her to have kidney failure. And I don't want her to have a heart attack or a stroke. I want Molly to live. All Molly wants to do is live a normal, healthy life. And embryonic stem cell research is our best hope. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you, Molly.
2 hours later, in a House subcommittee hearing, John Borden stood up holding his twin sons. The boys were adopted as unwanted embryos from a fertilization clinic, just the kind of embryos that would be used for research. Abortion foes like Borden say researchers should use stem cells from adults, not from embryos.
I would like to ask every member of this committee, and that question is, which one of my children would you kill? Which one would you choose to take? Would you want to take Luke the Giggler, who we call Turbo? Or do you want to take the big guy, Tank? Which one would you take?
But it isn't just the poignancy that makes this different from other lobbying campaigns. Scott Weinberg is with the grassroots American Life League.
Everybody's saying that they've never seen the likes because it was barely a blip, you know, a year ago. It's so huge now. And, you know, they're having hearings every time they can have hearings, and people are calling it the crux moment of the presidency.
Right now, all of the lobbying, all of the hearings have one objective, to sway President Bush. That's also unusual for a lobbying campaign. The White House has logged letters from nearly half the members of Congress. Scientists say the research could help diseases that touch the lives of scores of influential Washingtonians. President Bush, for one. One of his sisters died of leukemia. Journalist Morton Kondracki wrote a book about his wife's battle with Parkinson's disease, another disease on the list. Kondracki says he's a cheerleader for stem cell research. He says that what's going on now isn't like the old campaigns for federal research dollars, the campaigns that used to be derided as disease of the month lobbying.
This is not 535 members of Congress that you have to convince. This is one person who's visibly agonizing over a specific decision, with the scientists all saying this offers great hope for a cure for your disease and all other diseases, you know. So it's understandable how so much emotion can be focused on this.
Yesterday, the National Institutes of Health released a study supporting research with embryonic stem cells. Perhaps even more important, Republican Senator Bill Frist appeared at a hearing and endorsed such research.
I believe within an appropriate ethical construct, we can use that tissue to the benefit of hundreds of others, thousands of others, maybe millions of others.
Frist's decision carries weight because he's the only physician in the Senate and because he's close to President Bush. At the Biotechnology Industry Association, the lobbying group for the biotech industry, President Carl Feldbaum was pleased.
Senator Frist is someone that other senators listen to, and he may be someone in a position to begin to influence some folks in the White House.
Anti-abortion groups are hoping Pope John Paul II will do some lobbying for them when President Bush visits Rome on Monday. They hope the Pope will remind the president of his campaign promise not to fund embryonic stem cell research. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.